perspectives. What we've seen continuously is that I think this might be that. Is that possible? So I guess the other one is going to have to train me.
It's not mine.
Oh. Whose? Oh, it's yours. Okay. So you might have to train me. Anyways, what we've seen so far is that it's a very confusing topic because there's a tremendous amount of overlapping information and factors. We know what the classic cases of Lakshan Srikha and Gufa are, and by and large those are agreed upon. Although here and there, we also find that there are even exceptions with regard to, I see, again, a Mazel Tov. There are even exceptions in those cases, and of course there are some controversial cases. There are certain characteristics. Everybody agrees that Kofar Guma, Vengsarcha, El Lafara is Lakshan Srikha and Gufa. Everybody agrees that some form of Horsas Mace is Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. Everybody agrees that Kichas Alaner is some sort of Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. So it's not coincidental or surprising that there's going to be a tremendous overlap in features, and therefore tremendously difficult time, subtle time, trying to tease out different perspectives, because you're dealing with the same cases, you know, by and large. Fitting in the Kofar Guma for certain Rishonim is difficult, but it's still there. What needs to be done methodologically, as you say, is either use of language. A particular formulation stares out at you and grabs your attention, especially if it's striking and unusual, or you know, a pattern or reinforced pattern of such usages, or it's the, you know, the unusual cases. It's the unusual formulations, or it's the unusual cases. And what we've seen so far is that despite all the commonality in Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa, there really is a wide range of perspectives and arguments about which cases constitute Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa. So we've identified, in terms of larger perspectives, a Rashi perspective, what seems to be a Rashi perspective, a Kofar Guma, Kedera, Almanas, Mavir Eitzim, Kedera Vashel, Kedera. Some of these cases are problematic according to Rashi, and we have to therefore widen our view of Rashi. But what stands out in Rashi is the formulations that we do have, this Eina Ratsui, Eina Muadaf, this idea that, the coping idea, together with the Siluk idea. Then we have Balamor, then we have Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, we have Tosis, we have Yireim, we had the possibility of Chashivos, the possibility of Shalom Kederach, and then we have the Balamor, of course, and the Ramban. So we really do have quite a range of views. What remains for us to be doing is examine a few more of the controversial cases and see whether or not they fit into the larger pattern. Before I do that, I should just mention one other issue, and that is the question of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Chayim. And just like we asked about Rabbi Yehuda and Dov Shein Miskaven, Dov Shein Miskaven is also, whether or not Ein Miskaven is Kimiskaven, so too we ask the question about Rabbi Yehuda, whether Ein Tzarech LeGufa is Ketzarech LeGufa. Is it a Chisaron at all, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and so on. And again, we had this question already in the Rambam. The Rambam asks is like Rabbi Yehuda, and yet the Rambam here and there seems to give significance to the fact that Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa exists, that something is a case of Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa. We had it in the case of Karbalis, Hotzal Drabanan, and there are a few other echoes as well. That would seem to indicate that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we pass through Rambam Paskins like, that the fact that something is Ein Tzarech LeGufa is significant. So here, just to concretize that a little bit more, we should note the Rashi on Kechas Al Aner. Rashi seems to go out of his way to establish that Rabbi Yehuda believes that Malach She'en Tzricha LeGufa Chayiv is still Malachas Machshevas. As the argument between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is within Malachas Machshevas, not whether you need Malachas Machshevas, which of course is evident from the Mekalkel part of the sugya. Anybody have the language of Rashi? Really, there are two Rashis that speak about this. One on Kuvav, and the other one in Kachas Al Ner. Yaakov, you have it in front of you? 11 Aleph Amud Beis.
So Rashi explains, the whole Kuvav Yehuda Sirulei, to the Shum in Tzricha L'Gufa Lo Miftar, all the Tzricha L'Davarach, and the Bachas Mashad Asim.
So it's not that Rashi says we don't care whether it's Tzricha or Ein Tzricha L'gufa, because you don't have to focus on anything. It's the Maisa alone. Rather, it's that the Davar She'ein Tzorech L'gufa becomes the Davar Acher. That becomes the focus of the Malachas Machshavas. It's a very important Rashi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon basically have the same model, in a way. Except that, according to Rabbi Shimon, the focus on your malacha needs to be on the Tzorech L'gufa part. And for Rabbi Yehuda, even the Ein Tzorech L'gufa part can be the focus of your malacha, but there has to be a directed Malachas Machshavas to that Ein Tzorech L'gufa part. Okay. Continue. Right. So basically, so what's he saying? It's not because of Malach Shein Tzricha L'gufa.
But this one in the Gemara is assuming that the Torah is based on the Shem Malacha of Sosa.
Right.
Or Bechad in this case.
Right. But it's perfectly clear, and we'll read the rest of the moment, it's perfectly clear that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Tzorech L'gufa part component plays a role. Now this is probably Lishita So. Number one, he says it again on Kuvav Amud Aleph. And this, according to Rabbi Yehuda,
ki hagavna malachahi mishum tikkun acher.
Oh, so this Rashi is l'shitas of the other Rashi. The Rashi basically says that we discussed this already, part of it, that the machlokas from Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda will then affect how you define tikkun and kilkol. Because it's according to Rabbi Shimon, who thinks that the focal point of the malacha is the tzricha l'gufa, so then the tikkun has to be in the tzricha l'gufa element or component as well. Because Rabbi Yehuda has, as one could have said, because Rabbi Yehuda has, let's see what he says first, because Rabbi Yehuda says that the ein tzricha l'gufa part is also part of the shem malacha, so that ends up impacting upon tikkun as well. Because one could have argued that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Tzorech L'gufa just means that you don't need the kavana, period. That this there's no malachas machshavas when it comes to tachlis. You don't have to have a tachlis, let's say. That's what one could have said. In which case, there's no impact on tikkun one way or another. It's a separate question. That is, what is the criterion for tikkun? Right, is it objective? Is it subjective? Is it focused on the shei malacha? Well, again, we still have to summarize that when we discuss Tikkun V'Kilkul. But according to Rashi, as we noted, there's a chiddush for Rav Shimon and for Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon holds that Tzricha L'gufa affects also the Shei Malacha Le'inyan Tikkun V'Kilkul. But by the same token, Rav Yehuda holds that Tzricha Ein Tzricha L'gufa is Chayiv, that means the Ein Tzricha L'gufa component is part of the Shei Malacha. That's the chiddush. And therefore, that constitutes a basis for tikkun as well. This should be contrasted, I think, with Rabbeinu Chananel on Kuf Hei Amud Beis. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which we'll get to in a minute anyway, so there, the way Rabbi Yehuda is described, it's quite different. It seems from Rabbeinu Chananel that there's an overlap between, again, the Malacha Shein and Tzricha L'gufa issue and Davar She'eino Miskaven. And he basically characterized Malacha Shein and Tzricha L'gufa as, for Rabbi Yehuda, Afogav Delo Mechavni. That's unlike Rashi, who says that he's Mechavein to the component of Ein Tzricha L'gufa, Rabbi Chananel seems to say that there's no kavana here. Does anybody have a line? Here. This is three lines from the bottom. The Afal gav de lo mechavein, kiven de mimela, it should be not lo have, but have. Kiven de mimela, have, malacha, de nichale, chayiv. But the mekalka li shamaslei, the parkina and the gemara is the answer that it gives. So how does Rabbi Chananel characterize Rabbi Yehuda? Afal gav de lo mechavein kivin de mimela have a malacha nichale kaya. Not that he's mechavein and therefore it is malachas machsheves on the ein sricha legufa component. He has like a wider, basically Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon according to Rashi argue about the breadth, let's say, of this malacha. Right? Rashi says, no, it's got to have a very specific focus. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has a wider, broader definition. But according to both of them, they agree that you need kavanas hatachlis of some sort. And that's why you have the impact on Tikkun Kikilkul, according to Rashi. So the Rashi on Lamed Aleph on Beis, Lamed Aleph on Beis, and the Rashi on Kuvav Med Aleph are similar. But what Rabbi Chananel seems to be saying is that you don't need Kavanah. You're Chayiv despite the fact that there's no Kavanah for Rabbi Yehuda. That's very important. Okay. Okay. It's enough that it's Nicha and Mimela. And again, this idea is in a way reminiscent of Psikresha de Nichale. Or psikresha, which again is consistent with this orientation. It's not that ein shricha legufa equals shricha legufa. Now, when I spoke earlier about ein shricha legufa being the same as shricha legufa, I really had two things in mind. For Rashi, it's almost literal, meaning ein shricha legufa for Rabbi Yehuda is like shricha legufa for Rabbi Shimon, meaning we don't zero in on a single tachlis or on the primary tachlis or on the tachlis that is defined by the Chetza or the Gabra or whatever the Mishkan, whatever the different views, 6-7 views that we've seen so far. Rather, as long as you have a Kavanas HaTachlis in mind, that's enough. But Lu Yitzri had no Kavanah at all, let's say. There's no Tachlis. I'm not sure whether such a thing is possible. So, the Isha Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Right? Is a tricky... Rashi might say there's a problem. You have to have a Kavanah, you have to have Kavanah Samaisa, and you have to have Kavanah Satachlis too, even if it is the broader Kavanah. But either way, Ein Tzarich Legufa for Rabbi Yehuda is the equivalent of Tzricha Legufa for Rabbi Shimon. You could say that according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara. Even if you didn't believe that to be true, let's just say you interpret it like Rabbi Chananel seems to, which is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need Kavanah Latachlis, period. Right? So one still could have raised the question, you don't need it, and there's no fallout, no detriment, no deficit whatsoever. In that sense, Ein Tzricha Legufa is Kitzricha Legufa. Right? That's different than what I just said for Rashi. Or, no, there is a chisaron here, there is a deficit. Again, the deficit just isn't strong enough to be constantly, or in some cases, obviously, effective. But Lu Yitzui, you started combining, right, with Kilkul and other such things. And the fact is, this Ein Tzricha Legufa, being a deficit, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, would express itself. So basically, I think there are three approaches that one could take. And they are expressed, I think, in the various views of the Rishonim. Okay. Let's move on now to the issue. Let's go to some of the pratim for a few minutes, just to fill in the picture. Let's talk for a moment about mitzvah. That's a very might be a very good example. Daniel, Shabra. You want to read the Gemara for us as quickly? Kufei Amidbeis. We just read the Avinu Chanan, but we should really... It's starting from the Mishnah, but very quickly. This is the way to get in certain of the major Gemaras in Shabbos also. Right? So, Kufei Amidbeis. What? Oh, you also remember the text?
Yeah,
hopefully you'll be quicker at it than I was. The old-fashioned daf, I mean, they're celebrating it tonight. Okay, so what do we have in the mission that we're interested in at the moment, Daniel? Korea, the Hamas of Yalneso, the Mishnah seems to be what's a halacha? Pato. Kol Mekalkalim Peturim. So, Korea, the Hamas of Yalneso seems to be together with Kol, seems to be included with Kol Mekalkalim, and it seems to be Pato. Go ahead. So, Gemara says Rabinu.
Okay, Rabinu. Korea, the Hamas of Yalneso, Chayim.
Yeah, some of the Rishonim point out. What does that have to do with Yonsei de Kriya Lo? That's a halacha in Hilchos Avelos, not a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. So some Rishonim say no, it really is a halacha also, some of the Chachmei Sfarad say it's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos too. It goes to the question of whether it's a Davar HaMiskayim or not. This is considered a Davar HaMiskayim or Davar She'ena Miskayim. If you have to do another Kriya, so it's considered Eina Miskayim. That in itself is fascinating. Either you need Miskayim, that's a discussion of the Rishonim, I hope we'll get to it, and the Achronim. Whether Darush Miskayim is a factor across the board in Lama Tassavas Malacha, or is it limited to certain specific Malachas? Because we know that applies to certain things. We're not sure about others. Some Achronim suggest that Menezer or the Hegel Tal has a whole discussion. Maybe Dafka not Hotzah, because Hotzah is a Malacha Gur. Everything else requires a Darush Miskayim. Everything else, which is a shinui or a tikkun b'chatza, requires a davar hamiskayim. Maybe not hotzah. And others say, no, it's special halacha, maybe in kosei, maybe in tofer, in boneh, of course, but it's not across the board. That's an interesting question. So some Rishonim here say that the issue of yidei kriya isn't just an informative point in Hilchos Avelos, but it really is an Hilchos Shabbos issue. Of course, another element, and that is, how would you define davar hamiskayim? Right. So, I mean, here, if you're talking about the physical kiyum, meaning the kriya, will last. Now, the question is whether or not it's the action, the significance of what you're doing now lasts. So if you don't need another kriya, then it does. And if you do, so then it should be defined in that way. It's also a chiddush. Okay. Either way, the Gemara seems to say here that korea, in the context of avelos, would be kaya. Okay, go ahead. Okay, you can go through this quickly. Okay. Now the Gemara is a very interesting Avelos Gemara, right? Who do you have to do Kriya for? Most people think that Kriya is limited to, Krovin, close Krovin, for whom you have a Chiyuv, his Tame, if you're a Kohen, and so on. And the Gemara points out, based, parallel Gemara's in Moed Katan, that it's not really true. There are many, many other people that you have to do Kriya for. Go ahead. Vaneso.
Okay.
Of course, here the question is, when the Gemara says "Hakol kik krovav," just passing ha'ara. So the Gemara only means le'inyan kriya. It's the Gemara's short way of saying your chayav kriya, or the Gemara means to tell you really the makayim of the kriya, being a really person, just like you say, v'shinanta levanecha, that the Rebbe Talmud relationship is one of like a family relationship, like a father and a child. Ideally, that's what it should be. So, so too, when you have a chacham, even if he's not a chacham that you're close to, but he's somebody who has that kind of relationship with Klal Yisrael, so mimela is almost like a kurva relationship. Is that what the Is that what the Gemara here has in mind? Okay, continue. So Gemara asks, Kadesh Yivka, Arbuna Shaklim, just to encourage people to cry, you do such a terrible, you destroy people's lives. Chas v'shalom. Meaning he didn't meet the challenge. So these are all different reasons why you're chayav kriya. Of course, again, from a chosavelis point of view, you would want to also try to determine whether these different machayvim of kriya are really, you know, all the same, or at least quantitatively similar, or, you know, totally different foundations. Just like the question I just asked about krov mechacham, what about adam kasher? Is that different than chacham? Is it a diluted chacham? Or is it a totally different concept? Or me, even more so, misha, you know, she nochach b'shas meso. Is that for the experience rather than for the person? Right? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, very, very important. This is talking about a regular person now. Normally, you know, the idea that somebody is a Sefer Torah is a concept that we associate with Talmid Chachamim. Right? The Gemara in Makos and the Gemara in Kedushin, you know, about standing up in the presence of a Sefer Torah and standing up in the presence of a Talmid Chachamim. You know, the Gemara there goes in different directions as to which way is a Kal V'Chomer. But normally this idea that a person is a Sefer Torah is something we associate with Talmid Chachamim. And here the Gemara, here in Bar Kochim, the Gemara establishes that every person is a Sefer Torah in a way, in terms of his potential, in terms of his unique contribution to Kal Yisrael, to Torah Yisrael, in a way. So it's not the same as the Talmid Chacham's Sefer Torah, more developed Sefer Torah, you might say, but it's just important to realize that this is the concept here. Something irrevocable has taken place when a person is Nifra. And it's like a Sefer Torah, it's a Nisrafa. Okay. Alright, Lot Sricha? Okay, so basically the Gemara is trying to neutralize and eliminate every one of these other factors. Tinach. Okay. So here the Gemara is already tola on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon just finished Shachar Mitari, then that's what we want to discuss from it. Not Liotzro, in this case Liotzro, meaning he releases, it's a release for him. It's like a psychological, you know, outlet for his anger, for his upset. Therefore, it's therapeutic, one might say. A very fascinating Gemara also, whether or not that is Mekalkel, or that's Litakein, is that considered Tzrichim Gufa? Do we recognize such therapeutic, you know, anger management treatments, you know, or not? Okay. These are the Gemaras to determine that. Okay, go ahead. On the Shabbat, Caleb Bechamaso. Let's say he doesn't just tear his clothes, you know, he smashes things. You know. Okay, go ahead. And Fazer Moso, the Chamoso. Even better. It's fascinating that what is Zara here is associated with mercurial, unpredictable, crazy behavior, right? Ups and downs, where there's no inner logic. So this seems to be, and so again, the release of anger per se. But that doesn't seem to be a positive thing. Well, it might be, but not in this way, not through destructive behavior in any case. But Lamirma Imasa Anshebese, which doesn't mean to terrorize members of his family, it means, to, I guess, to build a little bit of respect or yira. Okay, but obviously within limits, otherwise it's completely inappropriate. Gad is something which is considered to be positive, a tikkun. Okay. Kihad Rav Yehuda Shalif, go ahead. Tabar money. Okay, basically we get the idea. Right, these are our examples. Okay, go ahead. Oh, okay, we could stop here. Okay, so basically, if you go through this whole Gemara, the Gemara says at one point, Horav Yudah, Horav Shimon, we're talking about Korea the Parmaso or Korea the Meso. What's the issue that we're interested in, Daniel? So it's clear that the Gemara is also talking about Tikkun and Kilkel, and by quoting Rav Lazar and by quoting Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the Gemara is also acknowledging that there's an issue of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa here. What about, is that only because of Chamaso? What about Mesa? Yes, so read the Rashi quickly. So what's Rashi saying?
Rashi says,
oh. So basically, Rashi here weighs in on the important question of the moment. Again, we've seen many cases so far in different formulations. Now the question is Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, is there a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa if it's a Shein Mitzvah or not? So Rashi is weighing in, and Rashi says, it's like Motzi Sameis L'Kovro. Kriya B'Chamaso, I'm sorry, Kriya B'Meso is like Motzi Sameis L'Kovro, meaning it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Okay. And Tosas? Very quickly. Yeah. Yeah, we could read. Not the part where he quotes Rashi, because I already did it, right?
So the Nero Levi, the one who tired tells Hamasa about Hamasa, the Amasa Lord pleased, because we made the Alma of Kasher in the Kalka, and they see day, they commit to a Kasher to the Kalka, the only one that's made today, there's a Mitzah, there's going to be a Tika. Abba Gabi Taman, Masha will serve a Mitzah Lord Kasher, Rabbi Shimon Tika, the Ayal of Mimil of Avaris Vasko, and the Kalka of Kabura,
But that's in Tikkun and Kilkel. So for our purposes, forget about the Tikkun and Kilkel part for now. Again, we'll revisit that when we summarize it. But in terms of Malacha and Tzricha Legufa, what emerges? So according to Rav Shimon, Malacha and Tzricha Legufa is the Tzarech Mitzvah, Malacha and Tzricha Legufa, or Tzricha Legufa? No, according to Rav Shimon. Quite Rabbi Yehuda, that's fine. The only problem you have to deal with, contend with, is Tikkun and Kilkel. But Quite Rabbi Shimon, so Rashi interprets that Quite Rabbi Shimon, even Kriya Al Meso is Ein Tzricha Legufa, it's like Motzi Esameis. And Tosa says, it would be Tzricha Legufa. Why is it Tzricha Legufa?
Because when you have a Mitzvah, it's a
Tikkun. So he has a combination here, right? That's again, so the rest of it is in terms of Tikkun. But in terms of Tzricha Legufa, Rav Tosa seems to hold here that L'Shem Mitzvah per se is Tzricha Legufa. So for example, L'Shem Milo, L'Shem Havaras Paskoi. Forget about whether it's Tikkun and Kilkel for the moment. Would it be Tzricha L'Gufa or Tzricha L'Gufa? Pashta is Tzricha L'Gufa. And why does Rashi disagree, do you think? Right, exactly. In other words, what we've seen according to Rashi, that Rashi has a pretty high standard. Rashi requires it to be a positive halacha. So again, one could have said, well, any mitzvah is positive. But it could be a negative act, which is l'shem mitzvah. Okay, Rashi seems to be saying that if the action, and I don't mean just the physical action, like the balamar, as we pointed out, Rashi seems to say a little bit differently than the balamar. But if the pa'ula, if the, you know, tahalich is one which is negative, even if it's l'shem mitzvah, according to Rashi, it still ain't tzricha l'gufa. Rashi has a pretty high threshold of what constitutes tzricha l'gufa. Bali Tosas, again, let's assume for the moment that they're operating, especially if we're talking about the Ri, which we seem to in this Tosas, so the Ri is operating with the Mishkan. Right? The Mishkan tells us, you know, tzricha l'gufa ain't tzricha l'gufa, so it's expressed itself in individual malachos, but it also has a general element to it. And that general element is, you know, anything l'shem mitzvah, l'shem some positive. Again, it's not for Bali Tosas, it's not negative malacha, positive malacha. It's malacha consistent with the type of malachas in the Mishkan or not. There's no value in it for Tosas. That's why, as we pointed out, some of the details for Tosas are interesting for the Shemos malacha, but they're rarely important at all for Malacha Shem Tzricha Legufa as a cloud, because for Tosas it's got to fit in with the Ikar V'Shoresh Yesh B'Mishkan. But what that Ikar V'Shoresh is a secondary question. Always, yeah.
Tosas says that the Ikar V'Shoresh
is Malacha Shem Mishkan. Well, not the Malacha, always. I mean, is that the only case of...
Tosas says because it's B'Shoresh, that's why it's not Malacha Shem Tzricha Legufa?
Yes.
Why is it saying that?
No, what I'm saying is that Tosas thinks that as an overarching rule, there are certain tzrachim that are consistent with the Mishkan period, and one of those is tzrachim
Nisra. Some things are going to always be considered sort of like in the Mishkan, even if they're not exactly what the Malacha is.
Yeah, that's what Tosas seems to be saying. Or that there isn't a problem on the Shorish V'Ikar side of these particular malachos. They may not be anything positive or anything negative. And since it's not l'shem something else, it's only the mitzvah that you have to contend with. So mitzvah per se is consistent with what we want done in Mishkan. That's something like that is what you have to say for Tosas. I'm saying it's not surprising that for Bali Tosas in general, the definition of Tzricha L'Gufa is going to be more flexible than it is for Rashi, who understands it to mean something very specific. Okay. The Rajbal Atar, anybody have that here? I told you to look at that. Has a discussion of this. He notes the debate between Rashi and Tosas, very important, whether mitzvahs are tzricha or ain't tzricha l'gufa. He asks against Tosas from Rashi's equation. What does Rashi equate? Hotzah sameis l'shem gura. Doesn't the Gemara say that hotzah sameis l'shem gura is ein tzricha l'gufa? Right? So if hotzah sameis l'shem gura is ein tzricha l'gufa, and Tosas admits that, so what's going on here? That's l'shem mitzvah. What's the answer to that question? He says, don't tell me that the case of Hotzah's Meis L'Kvura is done by somebody other than one of the Krovin who has the obligation. Kvura, anybody have the Rajva open? Nobody?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have to find it.
He says, don't tell me that because we're talking about Stam. Or Meis Mitzvah. What? Yeah, okay.
The Petrus was Mefarshin, de la ola miso a miso, tzvichin a trutze, ki de trutzna. even mizu mamash shiroi his abel alav afilu Rabbi Shimon Moda de Chayav the malacha hatzvicha legufa hatzvicha lo mikvi ho yelo mitzvah ka'avi the ino mukuvar the imkain aka motzi as a mizu kavro yehi Chayav the mitzvah ka'avi the docha kulomar the hasam lo rami alei mamish lo tzio the efshar al yidei achirim I will kriya hu chayav bekach the mez mitzvah my ikol neimar. Danan hamotzi as hamez stamatnan.
Yeah. So that's one possibility. So what would you say to this, Ephraim, in terms of defending the Bali Tosas?
Well, first of all, they could say that stama is not stam.
Oh, okay. We're not going to argue with that, right? Okay, that's a factual question. But let's say, would Bali Tosas think that, let's say, is it possible that Hotzah Sameis Lekovro is Melacha She'en Tzricha Legufa, but Kriya is Tzricha Legufa?
It's a negative Melacha as well.
Which is?
In Tosas, first of all, claims that Kriya is Tikkun Beged. Right? So you're actually...
Tosas says that, we'll get that in a sec. Okay, read the next line of the Rajma, since you mentioned that. That's the Rajma brings up next, right?
V'yish mefarshim mishum hitzarech lilbosh beged kavua kol shiva bekoro lefaninu after Rabbi Shimon mikvi melacha hatzvicha legufa.
So that's a third shita now. Does it also say that?
He sort of uses that as a combination.
He does, but he doesn't say it for melacha hatzvicha legufa. He says it for mekalka. Tosas brings in the idea that this beged is going to be is going to be functional now for the next 7 days during the Shiva, but when Tosa speaks about the problem of Kilko the Tikkun, the Rajva brings it in as a qualification for mitzvos qualifying for Malak Shem Tzrikha Legufa, two different points. Right. But basically what the Rajva helps us with, among other things, is that he provides us with a third shita. Right? So we have three shitas now. We have Tosas, sounds like Ein Tzricha Legufa, all mitzvahs are Tzricha Legufa. Rashi says mitzvahs don't matter. Even if you could use the Beged, that's... By the way, why is he docha this? This answer?
V'gamze inu mechuvar v'inai. The Hamash Mahacha, the Af Adam Kosher, Inami Shar Bene Adam, the Lav Ksherin, Ikoi Bishasit Sias Neshama, Harehin Kemeso, the Hanu Enon Chayavin Lilbosh Begel Karua, Elamahakin Hin Miad.
Right. So then what doesn't fit into the Gemara well?
The Ode, Dafilu Achiv Bachoso, Mechlifu Enon Chayavin Likroa, Ela Oso Begesh Niskara, Osor Bihichoi.
Yeah. Meaning at different levels of, whether you have to wear the beged ha-karua, or you just can't be ma'acher the beged ha-karua, but you don't have to walk around in that beged. So even within the krovim that are mechayiv kriya, there still could be a difference. Continue.
V'chein hu calls man shalov sho, tzarech shehei kor'o lefanov, ha'im rasa v'hachlif ma'achlif ve'eno korea, v'divri rashi zal nir el yikar.
Okay. So he holds like Rashi, doesn't like Tosas. So what would you say for Tosas then, aside from the stama?
There must be some sort of bigger tzurech in Kriyas HaBeged in Hotzah
Tamiz.
Okay. What would the bigger tzurech be?
Well, number one, we get back to the point from before. Again, what does Tosas explain now? This goes back to Dovi's point. How does Tosas explain in general mace? Why is Hotzah mace in Washington? Because in the Mishkan, the Hotzah was done.
In order to fulfill the building of the Mishkan rather than to just
remove things. Yeah. Hotzah in the Mishkan, Tosas says on Tzadi Dalid, was for the sake of achieving the new destination, not for the sake of removal. On the other hand, Kriya, right? Korea Manas, Litvar, Skayeg, okay. We have to figure out what is the Shem Malacha of Kriya. Maybe any positive Kriya is consistent with Shricha Lagufa. And the Shem Mitzvah can be a positive Kriya. So getting back to Dovi's question, that was the second point that I was trying to make, which is that, again, obviously the Rajba doesn't read it this way. The Rajba obviously read Tosis as saying that any Tzorech Mitzvah, even if it contravenes the Tzorech, the specific Tzorech Shorosh V'Ikar of the Mishkan, is by definition Malach Shetzricha Legufa. I guess it's a bigger concept of Tzorech, just like the Tzorech Mishkan was always a Tzorech Mitzvah. So any Tzorech Mitzvah is like that's the uber, Tzricha Legufa. If one may say such a thing, I have your approval for that. Okay. The with an umlaut, so Uber. Yeah. So as long as we understand each other. Right. On the other hand, it could be that in the case of Korea, as I say, the issue of the tzura of this Korea, in terms of the Mishkan, is not a problem. Right. So then the only question is, but it's a shame nothing, or it's a shame something. Is it positive? Is it negative? Shame mitzvah is a positive. But when it comes to Hotzah, I say Tosis is very clear on Sadi Dali. You have it in front of you?
Tosis and Sadi Dali?
Yeah. But Tosis explains Ikar v'Shoresh, in some of the cases that he speaks about Mace.
This is all?
Yeah, we start giving some examples. That's again, as we pointed out when we read the Gemara. Right, according to Tosis, it could be the Havamina, and it is the Havamina is. That, how much, detail do you require? And we point this out many times, as whenever the Mishkan or some other factors, the Mechayev, in its own right, you still have to determine what is peripheral and what is incidental about it. So the Gemara's Havamina, according to Tosis, was that, that's Legufo v'Legufo. Okay, so we don't go that far, according to Maskan Sagamara. However, go ahead. What we do say is, what we do learn from the Mishkan, is something about the Ikar B'Shoresh, namely.
After he goes on to contrast it with Kaplan, after that line.
Yeah, but doesn't he have a line there where he says that it's that the Mishkan Hotzah was for the sake of using the object?
Yeah.
Right. So the point is that that's not true in the case of Mace Lelakovro. Right. It's still a Meleches. Again, not Siluk in Rashi's sense. Whether I want it there or I want it here. But are you interested in the object that you're operating with? So the point is that one could argue with the... It could be that the Rajva, just the Samach, there's a Machlokas with regard to Lokshen Tzricha Legufa, the mitzvahs. So the point is that Rashi says Lokshen Tzricha Legufa, even the mitzvah. Tosis seems to say Lokshen Tzricha Legufa doesn't apply to mitzvahs, at least in the case of Priya. Apparently the Rajba understood that this isn't just in the case of Priya, or that Tzorech Mitzvah will define some of the cases, all things being equal, like in the state of neutrality, or to give a certain spin to what otherwise might be an Tzricha Legufa factor. But apparently Rajab understood that all Tzorech Mitzvah is Tzorech Legufa, and that's why Rajab seems to be asking that there should be no difference between Korea, the Beis, or Motzi, Beis Lekever. It shouldn't make any difference. And what we're suggesting is that maybe it does make a difference. That in the case of Motzi Meis LeKever, maybe the Mishkan Shorish V'Ikar is one which a mitzvah can't affect or overcome. And that may not be true in the case of Korea. There's another possibility as well, of course, and that is that the mitzvah in the case of Kavura Sameis could be the Kavura. And the Hotzah LeKavura could be the Hechsher, whereas the Kriya itself is a mitzvah. Yeah.
So this also addresses Korea Meso and Saidal.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Klein Korea Meso, Oshover Kalum, Nurma Imsa, and Shebese, and Srikum Bukhan. The Mishkan Haya Kriya, Srikho, the Tikkun Dabar HaNikra.
The Tikkun Dabar HaNikra.
But the Baruch takes out the word Meso.
And it keeps Chamaso.
And it keeps Chamaso.
So that might be why there, I mean, that would support the Shita Sarajba in a way, right? That, you know, here it's also against the, you know, against the normals, L'shem Tikkun HaChepza. Unless, again, you make the other suggestion that the Rajba made for Tosas, which is that in a way it is L'shem Tikkun HaChepza, not objectively, but in the sense of Ishtamshus B'chepetz B'toch Shira Sayyam. Okay. But again, the Bach took it out probably for that reason.
He quotes the Gemara on Kofay, so justifies taking it
out. Yeah, which is our Gemara here, the way that Tosas read. Okay, so it's a very important debate. What emerges is three shitos, basically, and really more, based on what we're suggesting now, about the possibility of distinguishing between Kriya Alameis and Hotzah Alameis, the Kavura. So basically five shitas may emerge here. Again, skeletally, structurally, Rashi says, Tzorich Mitzvah is not Tzorich L'Gufa. Tosa says, it is Tzorich L'Gufa. The Rajba says, maybe it's Tzorich L'Gufa only under the conditions where it's the Cheft itself is improved, or it's, the Cheft itself rather has a use. Tzorich Gufa means Tzorich HaChepetz. But if it's Tam L'Shem Asiyas Mitzvah, Kiyama Mitzvah, B'Alma, that would not be Tzorich L'Gufa. Those are the three views. And in addition to that, what we're pointing out is that what happens when you have a direct clash between the Yikud Shoresh Shal Mishkan, according to Tosas, and Tzorich Mitzvah, what will happen in that case? Is that one basis, possibly, for distinguishing? It's one issue. Or does it make a difference whether or not the Tzorich is Hechsher Mitzvah or the Mitzvah itself? Maybe the Hotzah Sameis, Likvura, is not the mitzvah. It's part of the tahalich of a mitzvah, but the real mitzvah is the kvura. Again, in terms of other things, you have to look at that as well. Osuk mitzvah patur a mitzvah definitely applies to the hotza'a. Right, there are, you know, different perspectives on what would consider the hechsher mitzvah, what would be considered the actual mitzvah, inyan, different things. Okay. Either way, I think what we could say in a more general sense is that if you take the view of Lakshan Tzorich HaLegufa in very specific terms, then Tzorach HaMitzvah is not likely to help you very much. Namely, if you're interested in the Tzuras, HaMalacha, and HaPa'ula, and so on. If you take the more general view, you know, you need some Tzorach. It could be one or the other, Tzorach HaGuf, Tzorach HaChefza, and so on. All you need is a positive focus for this particular halacha. Then to say that, you know, this applies to any mitzvah would make a great deal of sense. And indeed, there are some Rishonim who say that Hotzah Sameis, the Kovro, that is, the other way to, you know, challenge the assumption of the question, Hotzah Sameis, the Kovro, in Okanami, if it's Krova, even if it's in Yisrael Kasher, would be a halacha Shetzricha Legufa. What do you do with the Sugya and Daftari Dalet? After all, it seems like the main case is the case of Hotzah Sameis. So what do you do with it, actually, Akiva? What would you say about that? Hotzah Sameis. I'm saying the Arishon will go further. They say, you're right, Tzorach Gufo, Tzorach HaMitzvah is Tzorach Gufo. And even Hotzah Sameis is considered Tzorach Gufo. It's not countermanded by the Ikar V'Shoresh in general, and it's not considered only to be a Hechsher. That's also L'shem Mitzvah in Okanami, it's Tzricha L'Gufa, which would be a major breakthrough, major Shita. So what do you do with the Sugya and Tzadi Dalet, which says that the classic case of Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is Hotzah Sameis? So what do you do about that? So you could say what the Rajba tried to start saying. I mean, this is not his mitzvah, right? It's it's not an ace mitzvah, it's not a karov, it's just somebody on his doorstep, right? Which could very well be. In terms of Mishnah, certainly. Okay. Or you might want even, but maybe even then, taking the nace, so you might not be mechuyev. Just because you're not mechuyev doesn't mean that there isn't a kiyum. It's a chesed shel emes at minimum. So that in itself is an interesting argument, right? You're not mechuyev, the Rajba says that'll take care of the problem. Other Rishonim apparently felt that even if you're not mechuyev, then it becomes just not an issue only of stam or not minastam. You have a real problem here. There's a whole sugya that you can't account for. Because the kiyum of kaburas ames should also be tzricha legufa, even if there's no kiyum. An interesting additional argument. So what do you do with the sugya? Jeremy, so what do you do with the sugya? Well, what do they say? What would you do with it? What? What do the Rishonim who go that far say? Yeah, correct. Who says it?
Yeah, I just thought
it.
I didn't see it here.
Oh, okay. Who says it?
The Meiri?
Yeah, Meiri. Meiri, other Rishonim too, but the Meiri on the spot. I don't know if I have that page here. I told you to look at page, what is it, Sadi Gimel and Beis, 349 to 15? He says it's, according to one view, it's the name of the Rishonim, though, right? It's inconceivable that l'shem mitzvah, even in hotzos meis l'kever, is ein tzricha l'gufa. So what do you do with the sugya? The sugya is talking about meis akum. Wow. That's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has such a deya. So that's the most extreme, even if there's no chiyuv, presumably. So if you look at Miri in different places, he really is very ambivalent about this. If you look on Yud Beis and Manal, this Miri is on Sadi Gibel on the Beis, in the sugya of Kuros Ames. On Yud Beis Amin Aleph, which is page 50, did I give you page 50 to look at? I definitely gave page 406, though, and page 349, 350. I remember announcing it. Still echoes in my ear. No? Okay. And now, Yud Beis Amin Aleph, page 50, so the Miri has two deis. What about... what about, the kiss, le'inyan ziva? That if there's a mitzvah of svira, so, again, this question, I'm going to read the Shachlatari of the Gemara. So, but according to one view, the Miri says, if it's a tzorach mitzvah, then that's always shricha legufa. Again, on page 400, there, actually, he has an interesting chiluk. Seems to be mechalik between kriya and kvura sameis, based on the question of whether it's a mitzvah she'en zmana overis or not. Again, I don't want to go into details right now, but mitzvah she'en la zman overis is ein tzricha legufa. Mitzvah she'en zmana overis, so there's greater urgency, that's tzricha legufa. Everybody have that open or not? Page 406? That's how he's mechalik to suggest the chiluk. That when it comes to Kriya B'chamaso is different than Kvura Sameis. Nobody has it? No? Okay, so you look it up. Whoever didn't look it up yet should look it up, page 406. Okay. So basically, to sum up, we have a wide range of views about the mitzvah, the extreme being the mitzvah plays no role whatsoever in Tzricha or in Tzricha Gufa, that could be Pshat Rashi. Everything just depends on the nature of the particular malacha. The nachas ruach liyotzro, as opposed to the liyitzro, meaning the mitzvah, plays absolutely no role. It's extraneous. It's a bit of the gavra. It doesn't affect the shei malacha, the tsuras malacha, the cheftza. None of that is affected by the mitzvah. The only thing that's affected by the mitzvah is, injecting a certain positive element. In theory, that could have been enough for Rashi, just as the negative element of using this malacha as a byproduct of something else or as a means of something else, apparently is enough for Rashi, so too one might have thought that the positive function of being associated with mitzvah might have been enough. But the fact is that that it's not. And indeed the Rashba says, on Kuvah Menalot the Rashba says, according to Rav Shimon, shouldn't you be allowed to be kover a meis mitzvah on Shabbos? They have a meis mitzvah and you find them there. Right, so why shouldn't you be able to do the kvura too on Shabbos? Right? So he says, you're right. You could. That's the same as Hotzlas Anes. Meaning, Ein Tzricha L'Gufa applies even L'Shem Mitzvah. That's one extreme, and it'll apply in all cases, even in Kvuras Anes. The sugya is talking about nachri, or to be mechalik between mitzvah beres and beres, or to be mechalik between hechsher mitzvah and mitzvah gemura, or to be mechalik between where you're countermanding the shame and shoresh hamalacha, and where it's more neutral. Those are some of the chiluki. Or to be mechalik between whether there's some tzorach haguf in terms of the chepta. That's the possibility that the Rashba raises in terms of the Shiva. But then again, in terms of the Kriya, it would make a difference whether it really was one of the Krovim, which one of the Krovim, and so on. Okay, so we have a wide range of shitas with regard to Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa B'Mitzvah. And, of course, this affects the next issue, and that is, what about Mila Navaras Bas Kohen? So again, if you look at the Rishonim, it's pretty clear that this is a huge machlokas of Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim learn the sugya by emphasizing the kilkul and tikkun part, and others by focusing on the ein tzricha l'gufa part. But one of the things that emerges seems to be a debate whether or not l'shem mitzvah, havaras bas kohen, and mila, is it kilkul or is it tikkun? That seems to be one debate in Rishonim. And the other side of it seems to be whether or not it's tzricha l'gufa or ein tzricha l'gufa. And that is really part of the larger debate, as we'll soon see. Okay. I should also mention just very quickly the Rabbeinu Hananel's view here. As we already talked about Rabbeinu Hananel's view of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds that there's no need for kavana, and that's why Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is chayiv. What's his view on the issue of mitzvah, and more to the point, on the nature of Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa? Get here on the spot. In Aurich, on Kufay Midbeis? Daniel? So the Rabbi Chanel has a line which he says, Apagav the Neis L'Kovro Koi. It's an interesting line. Nonetheless, there's no Hanas or Achilas Hagavra. What does that remind you of? Alan? Rabbeinu Nissen. Exactly. So he seems to be in that tradition. Rabbeinu Hananel, here, we have a line? Here on Kufay Amud Beis. Here. The Afak of the Mace is the first wide lines. Afak of the Mace of the Kovro Koi, which I think is very interesting. Well, why do I think that's interesting? Yoni? Afak of the Mace the Kovro Koi. What? I think it's more than Tzorach Mitzvah. You could be right. Maybe all you need is Tzorach Mitzvah, but it doesn't sound like it's only Tzorach Mitzvah. Yehuda? Yeah, it sounds like you're saying, even though there's a tzorach hachetza here, not just that it is tzorach hamitzvah, but the mace itself is omed l'kvura. It's not just that you, begabra, have an obligation to bury the mace. Right? The Rabbi Nachman is saying, even though there's a factor here which may commend this case to be viewed as tzricha l'gufa, namely, the mace is l'kvura koi. Right? The cheft itself is omed lekach, meaning it's legufa. That's interesting. It's also interesting from an Avelus point of view, right? That the mace is omen l'kavura. Okay? Nonetheless, he says, the islamim are malachas shetzricha l'gufahi, that might lead us to believe it's tzricha l'gufa, not only because it's a mitzvah sagabra, but the chepta itself is omedes l'kach. The kivin delav midi, the miboyle l'michle v'lo l'is'anu minei, malachas shetzricha l'gufahi v'shari, v'shari Rav Shimon, v'kai gavnos. So basically, this Rabbeinu Hananel sounds an awful lot like the flip side, but the consistent flip side of Rabbeinu Nisengo. Right? Tzorech achila v'hana will create tzorech l'gufa, even though objectively, right, there may not be tzorech achetza. Any tzorech agavra will do it. And a lack of tzorech agavra, even when the chetza itself is omed l'davar zeh, it needs it, it's crying out for it, is not enough. So again, in the formulation here, and the way it's the certain pattern that emerges, puts Rabbeinu Hananel with Rav Nissen Gaon and some of the other Rishonim, who focus is on Tzrachei Hagabra rather than Tzrachei Achetza. Again, that's very, very sharply contrasted with the view of the Tosfos Rid and the Ireim, I think. There are some differences between them. But clearly where the focus is on the Chefza and not on the not on Maisa Gabra at all. Does anybody have Tosfos Rid here? That one? What? Yeah. Kuf Aleph on Beis. He has it in other places too. Yeah, that's a prime grant. It's a what?
It's a piece.
That's no, just the... catch the relevant parts. Number one, what the Tosfos Rid does is strongly associates Malach Shein and Tzricha Legufa and Kilkel. A few other Rishonim would do that as well, including Ramban sometimes. I think I have some of them. Do you have that?
Yeah. He starts off about Kovil, and he says, Kilkel, in Sarach Lebasar or Le'or or Le'dam, have you Malach Shein and Tzricha Legufa? Shela Usur Makom, Shela Nodel, Hana Shalom Misham, Avon inu tsarif l'makom shahayis adolakas halehava, alef de lachos al hashaar, havi la malacha she'in tzvichol gufa. Rabbi Yehuda de mechayev v'kol malacha she'in tzvichol gufa, hachinami hav mechayev v'kol nefilat neshama, afal pi she'in o tsarif l'os and nefilat neshama klal, she'in tsarif l'or v'lo basar v'lo dam.
Yeah, so kol tsarif basar dam ba'or is tsarif l'gufa, because that's considered the chepsa of the malach, correct?
It's
well, it's tzorech. His tzorech has to be that he needs the chefetz in which the malach is done. But in addition to that, what the Tosfos Rid adds in his whole discussion about the relationship between shechita and kibbuy haner is that he has a very specific, much more specific than anybody else, meaning of what the chefetz is. Namely, the chefetz is the physical
object upon which the malach is being performed.
And or the physical location on the object even, where the malach is being performed, even more fine-tuned. That's the whole discussion of Hivhuv Habsila. So of course it's Tzorech HaGavri. He has to have Tzorech, though, for the Mokom B'chefetz Shebo Nasa Hamalacha. Okay. Okay. So that's, again, clearly we have just very radically different views as to what the words Tzricha Legufa mean, and more important, you know, what underlies the concept of Ein Tzricha Legufa. Tzorach HaChetza, Tzorach HaGabra, how you define Gabra, how you define Chetza, Tzuras HaMalacha, Mishkan, and so on. We really have a wide range. Let's move now on to Sugyan Kuvav, which is right next door, and see what the Rishonim provide us with there. Okay. You have the line there, by the way, the last thing I want to tell, and they tell us to read about the relationship between Kiyukul and Tzrichal Gufa, which is the other thing I wanted to... Relationship between Kiyukul and Tzrichal Gufa for Tosas Rid, and the course of switching to the Girsos, which is also very... much part of that. Go ahead.
The Gemara was talking about Mazikin, and he said, "V'ha'hafa d'yukad n'tiyat neshama, v'achapi she'in tzarek la'usa n'tiyat neshama klal, v'chayev Rabbi Shimon k'dialef n'mido me'avar spasakoi, and Rabbi Huda yiftar, d'lo m'chayev n'tiyat neshama, ashatein l'tzarko." He says, "V'yipcha yiboy le'in l'mimar, she'bevadei v'kofin k'ara al akrav sh'lo tishach she'it seda, Rabbi Yehuda Mechaya, Babylon, Seda, Shimulacha, Babapi, Shain, Sarifla, Rabbi Shimon, Pathway, Nation, Sazi, Gutha, Abu Bahariga, Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Dolomikri, Amiga, Malacha, Ashtin, Sarko, Dialek, the Elim, Rabbi Shimon Mechaya, Babapi, Shain, Sarifla, the Nation, Zeres Melach, could exceed the Cassius Leil. The nearly Lomar, the Maide Garcino Leil, Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Shimon Mechaya, the Omar Hamora, the Lois Parish, Lanhecha, the Ipcha, Boino, the Migras. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayov, the Rabbi Shimon Poter. The Kamayu, the Rabbi Shimon Savar Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Patra Leha. The Hilka Kol Tilas Neshama Shein Lo Tzorechba Patra Leha. The Lo Yalfina Nitilas Neshama Elame Elim de Mishkan. The Hasam Havis the Tzorech Heoros. Hilka Kol Heicha de Tzarech Ola Basar Ola Ar Ola Dam Havi Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa.
It comes up with a chiddush here also that potzeach chilazon is not a psikresha. Correct? That's his... okay, so there are several, again, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the Tosafot really has several chiddushim. Clearly, he wants to align Ein Tzricha Legufa and the Kalkel, and he has this definite change of the Girsum, which, is, as far as I know, is the only Rishon who does that, in the Sugyan Kuvav. And beyond that, he associates Ein Tzricha Legufa in a few places, and the Kilkel. Again, not just the, you know, the interesting relationship that Rashi projects in a few places, or that Ramban projects in a few places, namely, whatever you hold about Tzricha Legufa, Ein Tzricha Legufa is going to determine where the tikkun or kilkul lies and therefore how it's defined. But it sounds like, according to Tosafot Rid, that there is a conceptual relationship between Ein Tzricha Legufa and kilkul. And again, like we explained, not only in that, you know, many times, like in Chofer Guma, you know, they converge. You know, obviously, things that are kilkul are more likely to be Ein Tzricha Legufa. Things that are Ein Tzricha Legufa are often more likely to be kilkul. But for Tosafot Rid, it sounds like the chisronos are similar, and that sometimes one morphs into the other in a way, and that's true for Tosafot Rid. That's also true a little bit for the Rav Yoh, and a little bit less so. But also occasionally we find that in the Ramban that there is a substantive link between the Mekalkel and Malacha She'en Tzricha Legufa. That's for Tosafot Rid. It works out really nicely because you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on the same side of those. Of those actual issues. But that and the focus on the chepza and the narrower definition of what the chepza is, in terms of or and dam and the mokom, shabon nasa malacha, those are the contributions of Tosafot Rid. But it's only Tosafot Rid here. It's Tosafot Rid on Lamed Aleph and the Kufav. Again, they're different maduros of Tosafot Rid. If you look at all of them, though, definitely a strong pattern seems to emerge about malach shein tzricha leguf. Hachefetz. Again, letzorech hagavra. I'm not talking about, you know, lahagia. As we pointed out, just because the Gemara rejects that doesn't mean that there isn't a din of Melach Shem Sukkot, because the Chetzah just means the Chetzah from the perspective of the Gabra, the use of the Gabra, but the Gabra's use of the Chetzah, not his use of the Melacha in some more, you know, personal way, aside from the Chepetz Shenasa Bo Melacha. And the Urayim has a different version of this, but he too focuses very strongly on that, and that's a very strong contrast with Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Nissen, who completely take the opposite point of view. Okay, now we move on to the Sugat Chovel Mavir. What can we pull out from there? Chubav Menalef on other issues of Tzarech Lagufa, Ein Tzarech Lagufa, Machloksin, and whether or not they fit or don't fit the pattern. Okay, so Rashi doesn't tell us very much, except the biggest thing that he tells us, namely the inverse relationship between the two, that is based on Lakshan and Tzrich HaLegufa. The Lakshan and Tzrich HaLegufa affects what is Mekalka, what is Metake, and the things we've already discussed. Okay. Tosus, on the other hand, does contribute significantly to our database and our investigation of the topic. What does Tosus contribute, Sammy? On Kuvam Ben Aleph? Again, run through the Gemara again, just very quickly. Okay, so again, we'll have to review this again when we do Tikkun. But basically, we understand that this Gemara is really complicated, and it's hard to know in the Gemara, in some of the cases, whether or not we're talking primarily about Tikkun de Kilkul, or about Malach Shem Tzrich HaLegufa, or about both. It's really, really hard, correct? And the Rishonim argued about this in particular. So, what is Tosus' view about this point? The question of Tzarech le'efer, Tzarech le'kelev, Bali Tosus assume, Sammy, is mostly about?
Whether that's
Tikkun Koldehu or not. Is that some form of Tikkun which neutralizes the halakha of Kolam Kalkalim? Turim, that's the debate between Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, as we already noted. Unlike the Rashi who said Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan argued with Rabbi Shimon on the issue of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Unlike the Ramban who says it's about Malach Shem Tzrich HaLegufa. So the Bali tells us, say, no, it's a machlokas within Mekalkel. How, what kind of Mekalkel is Chayim B'chov Olamah? Okay. But Derech Agav, if they're going to say that, so they have to relate to the Malach Shem Tzrich HaLegufa question as well. And they do. So what do they come up with? Dibur Masa B'Chogo, right? Also says, what are you going to say that every case of if this Tikkun Koldehu is a Malach Shein Tzrich HaLegufa, right? Chovah V'Tzarech L'Kalbo, Mavir V'Tzarech L'Efro, he wants the Efer, but that's Malach Shein Tzrich HaLegufa. That's what Tosus is assuming. It might be a little bit of Tikkun, but it's Malach Shein Tzrich HaLegufa. Right, Kamash Milan, it's not so. Why, Sammy? Or when?
With the Yisrael Hanan, where he thought that he would be able to use it, and then he found out.
If he burns, or if he is Kovel, be Sirena. And he's going to use it, the Kalbo, or whatever. He thinks he can use it. So that turns it into Tzricha Legufa. So it emerges, according to Tulsa, just to turn it again, even if you want to forget about the analysis, just to make a list of the cases which are argued about, is very fascinating. And that could be a starting point. So according to Tulsa, Tzarech le'efer, Tzarech le'kelev, per se, does not create a Tzricha Legufa. But if it's Yisrael, no, it will, yeah. It's Tikkun Ksas.
I think that's the only point
One second, say again. Rabbi Vo, Or a vow doesn't require anything, right?
I think
somebody's
asking about a vow because...
You're talking about a vow, the Mechayiv, Afilo, Ein Tzorich L'Kalal, no? Kiva, Dein Tzorich L'Kalal, Ha'amalok, Shem, Tzorich. That's his asking, right? Yishlomar afilu b'vekalkol gomur. You can find a case of tzricha legufa. When chovel l'mavur b'yisur enosh, a sabr shiyocholita l'kalbo l'vashar bo kadeya. Right? So, chovel l'mavur b'yisur enosh, for the sake of kalbo, or Bishul Kedera, is Tzricha Legufa. Even though Apagab Lo Choshev Tzorech Mitzvah, Tikun, Mikomakom, Tzricha Legufa, Choshev. So this is maybe Tosas L'Shitaso, where Tosas says that L'Shein Mitzvah is considered Tzricha Legufa. I'm not sure what you want to say.
Why is he asking a question? Why is he asking if he thinks that at all? Why can't you say, even according to Yochanan, it's a question? Because
according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need Tzarech Lekalbo and that for the sake of Kilkel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's Kilkel Gomor, you're not Chai, according to Tosis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you need Tikkun Tzas. According to Rabbi, you don't need Tikkun at all. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you need Tikkun Tzas.
What is the question? And questions do the same question.
No, once it's Tikkun, he thinks that it's less of a problem of Tzricha Legufa. If it's Kilkul, that's what Tosis is trying to say. But Tosis's answer is, Yesh Lomar, even Kilkul can have Tzricha Legufa if the Kilkul is Bisurei Hana. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need tikkun to begin with. It has to be tikkun tzas.
And so meaning because it's tikkun tzas, that's why it's considered tikkun tzas also?
I think so. Then Tosas asks, continue, who's reading? Sammy? Then he asks a question of Chovel, of... Chofer Gubba Bein Tzarech HaLafara. Maishna Tzarech L'Kalbo LaFaro HaLafro Hecha Choshev Tzricha L'Gufa. Meaning even in a case of Yisurei Ano. Yeah. So this is already symptomatic. We'll see. We just have to see in a few minutes. But all the Rishonim had trouble with Chofer Gumma Bein Tzarech HaLafara. There are certain cases that are pivotal to every Rishon, and you know, almost every Rishon and problematic to some, like Motzi, you know, Sanes, Kechas Al Ner also another example of that. You know, what feature you choose to underscore in Motzias Aneis and in Kachas Alaner is very, very critical. Very critical. And almost every Rishon had a problem with Chofer Gumma. So here, this sugya, the Balamor, the Ramban, earlier Tosas, are all really bothered by if Tzorech Efer and Tzorech Kalev are considered Tzricha Legufa, why isn't Tzorech Afar in Chofer Gumma Tzricha Legufa? So we'll get back to that. I mean, just even initially, what it's supposed to say? It's unconnected to the Balacha. Okay, the Balacha is just a means of producing a reality that provides Afar, but Al Pidin, it's not as if the Afar is considered to come as a direct byproduct of the Malacha. That's the answer that most Rishonim give. This question is where they're where they're coming from to begin with. In any case, according to Tosfos here, in this sugya, what emerges is that Kovel Amavir B'Yitzurah Anos Tzrichim Gufa, even the Mekalkel. That's in Rav Avoh. Okay. The Ramban, I think we're going to have to leave him stop in a minute, but at least let's just begin with this. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban here, I think, is very, very consistent with his general view. Okay. Anybody have the Ramban there? Yes? Go ahead. We start from. Very long piece, so let's skip around a little bit. Okay. First, the first ta'ara to make. Is he starts off with Rashi, and then he has an interesting question against Rashi. Did Tomar the Motor of Shin Batika the Chovel Mavir? Just a few haros on this Rabban. Go ahead.
Vim Tomar the Motor of Shin Batika the Chovel Mavir, Shafishen of Tikun de Gufa, Huyuva Machayev, Im Kane, Hainu.
Oh, that's the question. Then the answer is going to be Im Kane, go ahead.
So, Im Kane, Hainu Rabbi Huda, Sisrele, Im Kalp, the Bachabura Pater, the Lash and Sikhaguma Bachabura Chayev.
Okay. So what do you make of the question? But just a few insights as we go along. Number one, this question seems to challenge what?
So Rashi had asserted that that there would be no possible source to require tikkun klal b'chovel mavir.
It's Rashi had asserted a relationship between, as we pointed out, between two things. Between Ein Tzricha L'Gufa and how you define Kilkul V'Tikkun. Rashi seemed to be asserting that the wider view you have of the Malacha, of the Ikra V'Shorash, of Malacha, which according to him and for Rabbi Yehuda, again, I think it's consistent, is not that Rabbi Yehuda turns his back on the concept. He just widens, you know, the application. The Malacha isn't just the Tzricha L'Gufa part, the Malacha is the Tzricha and the Ein Tzricha part. But the point is that Rashi had established this connection between Tzricha L'Gufa, according to the Manamar that you need it, and Tikkun. And the Ramban, at this point, seems to be challenging that, correct? Seems to be saying, even if it isn't Tikkun B'Guf, that doesn't mean it isn't Tikkun. This is worthless to have a tikkun, which is shalom beguf ha-chefetz. Rashi says yes, and that's why there's this link between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda inversely. And Ramban is saying, why? How do you know that? Maybe something can be, you can hold ein tzricha l'gufa as pater, and you could still say that the tikkun could be on the ein tzarech l'guf part. Right? Is that, anyone understand the question? Okay. What's the answer?
In Cain,
so how, what do you make of the answer?
That Misvara, you could have argued against Rashi, but since They debate Mekak and Bechavura, so it must be like Rashi.
In other words, in the end, he's saying it would end up the same. But would it end up the same conceptually? No. In other words, what he's saying is, it's not going to help, it seems like Ramban is saying, it's not going to help you in the sugya. Because in the end of the day, you still have to grapple with the question, but isn't it Malacha, Shena, Tzricha L'Gufa? So good, you've solved the tikkun problem. Right, by allowing for there to be a tikkun even on the shalok kederech side. But it's still shalok kederech. So the only way to get out of that is to say, well, I do care about kilkul, but I don't care about any Tzricha Legunta. But once you've done that, then you might as well just say what Rashi says. But for my purposes, I think that what's important about the Ramban is the suggestion itself, that you could have Malacha Shatzricha Legupa Patur in theory, and you could still define Tikkun on the Ein Tzricha Legupa part. Meaning, Malacha Ein Tzricha Legupa is a din in its own right, but that doesn't mean that it has repercussions for Mekalkal and Metake. And especially if you take the view that it isn't a definition of Shem Malacha, Ikar V'Shoresh, or anything else. Again, somebody should use this expression, right? That, you know, Malacha Ein Tzricha Legupa is not a Malacha. That works nicely with Rashi's view, that this isn't a Malacha because of this flaw, and because the Tzorach HaGuf is the critical to the Malachas Machsheva, to the Shem Malacha part. So that's the effect taken too. So Ramban's saying no. It may be a Ptur. It doesn't have to be a definition of Shem Malacha. Nafkamina. One of the Nafkaminas, Matake. How do you define Matake Makalka? Another Nafkamina, as we've said before, is Kamalei B'Rabamine. Right. Who speaks about the Kamalei B'Rabamine, by the way? See? And what is it? Correct. The Maduki Yosef says, even if you hold like Tana de Bechizkia, that Chayde, Misos, Shogegin are Pturim, we say Kabbalah Dravine, meaning that even the Shogeg, even though there's no Kiyum, Onesh, right, since there is a Maisa, Machayev of the Foshos, so you say Kabbalah Dravine, but when it comes to Lashon Tzvecha Legufa, you'd be Chayev Mamon, which means that it's Lashon Tzvecha Legufa is Mufka. From the mechayev, it's not a mechayev of nefashos, but it's possible that you could disagree, and some Rishonim seem to. That would seem to be a major debate. Okay. All I'm saying is this point in Ramban. Even the Ramban says you're not going to get anything, but the challenging of Rashi explicitly is very important at this point. Okay, let's continue. Then comes the second point in Ramban, I already mentioned yesterday. Which would you have the Yeshivel one? Okay. V'chein zush amar Rashi atzmo de'en chamavir she'en ha'makalkal?
V'chein zush amar Rashi atzmo de'en chamavir she'en ha'makalkal v'filu mavir etzim basha kadeira eno nachal shrei gruva shal eish tzarech lo v'chein v'mavir de'is chamim shana so v'yuro shamim v'achorish v'tol bo'seha ein hana asem ba'atzmo namish el she'en tashmish shal olo ma'naz dvar machirah.
Okay, so here already, interestingly enough, the Ramban begins to widen, and this is a pattern of the Ramban, to widen Malacha Shetzricha Legufa. The only thing is, we don't know, and I repeat what I said yesterday. Okay, well, basically, before I speak about it, so again, summarize, Yaakov, what's the point?
So
there's a debate between Rashi and the Ramban.
Even though Rashi looks at the narrow, what the Malacha was, determine whether or not it was a constructive positive malacha, the Ramban looks more globally at whether you've got a hana from.
Yeah, and the case specifically is whether or not the mavir, eitzin, kadei, levasha, bo kadeira, or even the hischanem, is that considered tzricha legufa or ain't tzricha legufa? Very important issue. Ramban says that's tzricha legufa, Rashi says ain't tzricha legufa. Rashi sees the heftza as the eitzim, and Rashi sees that if you're burning up the eitzim, then it's a negative malacha, right? Even if it's l'shem chimum, even if it's l'shem hakadera, I mean there is hanoa sagavra for sure, but even more than that, there's some general the process here. You wouldn't label this a negative kakalas, right? But you might label it a negative malacha, and that's exactly what Rashi does. The only suffix I have is what I mentioned yesterday, which is this all about this question of, you know, taking the more global or narrower, the maisa or the tachlis, tahalich approach, which fine, I think the lishitasam. Or is there also another element, and that is, what is the chef to shal malacha? Right? Is it the eitzim? Is it such a thing called ha'or, or ha'esh. Right? Yeah, you start off with eitzim. In the middle, you end up with, you know, with fire. You know, in the end, you end up with nothing. But the point is the fire the chafetz of the melacha, or is it the eitzim? Rabban seems to be saying, at one point, in the chamavish in the mekalkal to the mavreitz and vashat in a nachal shari gufa shal eish tzarech lo. Whereas Rashi's focus is on, is that a separate machlokas? I suspect, no, that's what I said yesterday. I suspect that because the Ramban has a wider view of the of what Tzricha L'Gufa and Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is, that's also why he has a wider view of what the Chafetza is. And if you were to focus specifically on Tzricha L'Gufa and Ein Tzricha L'Gufa on the Maisa, on the Pa'ula, so you have to deal with what's there the second before you begin. You don't have the luxury, because you're not taking the more global view of the Ta'alich, you don't have the luxury of anticipating or creating the chepza in the process of the malacha. I'm speculating about it. The other thing, of course, which is of interest, but again, the Ramban, I think, is very important here. The other thing I think that's interesting is the connection to Chorei. What do you think about the connection to Choresh? I shouldn't burden you only. Let's spread around the... Moshe, is that you over there? Okay. What do you think about the connection to Choresh? He says, after all, HaChoresh v'toldoseha ein hana asan ba'atzman manish v'lishen tashmisho shel olam l'hanaz dvar macherim. Again, this is all, I think, very, very consistent with Ramban and Sadi Dalid and Ramban and other places. But what do you think about this? It's an interesting horror about Charisha, right? What's it saying? Charisha is a Malachas Hechsher. That's what it seems to be saying. But that's its nature. But one could have said that, yeah, that's the nature of Charisha, but that doesn't necessarily... It doesn't necessarily follow that that's the nature of Mavir. Right? It sounds, again, like the Ramban is not looking specifically to the... One could have said, oh, it depends on each Shem Malacha. Like we say, for Rashi, even for Tosis and Rashi happen to agree on that point. But for the Ramban, it doesn't really seem that it matters all that much. It seems that it's a larger question, whether it's a positive or a negative path. Listen, Ramban's just saying, listen, things like Harisha, yeah, that's what they are. You know, that's what it's a Malachas Hechsher, good. And that's Tzricha L'Gufa. So if you have other Hechsherim, even if that isn't their nature, but you see, that can be a positive, that can be a Tzorach L'Gufa. But one could have said, yeah, because Harisha, that's what Harisha is. No one plows for the sake of plowing. Right? No sane person does. It's a Malachas Hechsher by definition, that's all. So it's not a proof that Tashmisho Shal Olam Lanoz Dvar Macherim is Tzricha L'Gufa. It just means, just like the Baal HaMor said, that Zora and Borer are, that's their nature, so one could have said about Charisha. That's not what the Ramban is saying. Okay. I guess we have to stop here. But let me just add one other... Okay. The next thing, just that we're coming up with, we'll finish with this tomorrow, Thursday, is the challenge of Mila and Havarat Bas Kohen and so on. So here again, the Ramban is fully, Lishita, just one line, Zekos is those comments. The Enani Omer came, the Mila Vadai Malacha Tzricha L'Gufahi. Again, this is part of the Ramban's expansion against the Baal HaMor, against Rashi. For the Ramban, again, the tzura of siluk and dechia and avchana is not important, right? It's the overall purpose of the malacha. So for the Ramban, that's the next line: the mila bade malacha tzricha legufa he against the balamar should sarach shehi adam zemahol meadom lezeh notal tziparna bekli chen spamo shehu chayiv mishum malacha v'chein avar la'efer tzarach legufa he. So then the Ramban goes on to explain about Tzorach, okay, we'll stop here, about Tzorach L'Kalbo and Tzorach L'Dam, it's very important. But you'll see that all the Ramban, in my opinion, is very consistent with what he developed already on Sadi Dalid, And this is all applications of it. We'll finish this up in the other part that I gave you, and hopefully we'll start in the Kalkel on Thursday as well.